It's the second annual Tour de Pads.
Mellow Man, does whatever lands he can. Rides a bike, good and strong, leads the tour all month long. Come on, ride with the Mellow Man.
Sign up now at theticket.com for the second annual Tour de Pants Bike Rally, Saturday, August 7th at the Cliffs Resort on Possum Kingdom Lake. Brought to you by Wheels in Motion, Reebok, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Come on, ride with the Miller Man.
Come on.
Shaped legs optional. The Ticket's Bad Radio whips out their 16-pound balls for bowling for spares tomorrow at Showplace Lanes in Euless. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are broadcasting live from Irma's Southwest Grill in Houston at the corner of Austin and Texas. It is hard by Minute Maid Park, where tonight the All-Star game comes down, and that's where we will head at 6:30. So this one's going to be short, if we may invoke the words of the great Levi Stubbs momentarily here. All right, it is time now for a funny bit.
Right, Mike. Well, last week I told the most awful story, the tale of my grocery store experience, where I went in and I got behind a lady who was probably in her 80s, and it took a good half hour for her to work out all her issues. She forced the poor checker.
Which was her right.
Hang on, Greg.
Well, it was her right. I mean, you were being unreasonable.
She forced the checker to go make, you know, unnecessary price checks on certain items. She questioned the validity of said price checks. She was just a general pain in the ass. Very typical Mike. I'm not saying very typical of the elderly, but she, it was like she had an agenda there, you know? And the whole time I'm telling this story, you guys are bagging on me. Oh, what a sorry, blah, blah, blah,
well,
you are.
Well, sorry. I mean, it was probably an old lady that was on a fixed income. She was conscientious about her prices.
I'm so sorry.
You know, and she wanted to make sure everything was right. And you know what? There you are trying to rush her along, and it was just uncalled for.
Well, let's take a listen to some of the things that, you know, Grego, let's say, was saying in particular about the situation. Do you want me to flip you a couple of bucks?
Oh, how rude.
It's not rude.
Oh, my God.
Get on with this.
Kevin, I'm beginning to think you hate old people, too. It might be an old lady on a fixed income.
It doesn't matter.
50 cents to her is a lot.
Well, she right. might need what? To put her coach's purse on eBay.
Right.
What about this lady?
Why do all you
time?
People hate old people?
No, Grego, you would have flipped out.
No,
you flip out in traffic
sure.
when old people are
absolutely
in front of you.
Absolutely not.
You
I would have sat right there. And I would have supported that old lady.
Really?
I said, you know what? I'm right there with you.
All right. That was good. That was good, Greg. Let's listen to another defense of the old lady.
Oh, would go you, ahead, humanitarian
you want,
Grego.
Well, no. Hey, I'm consistent on this. Would you want anybody talking to your grandmother like that? Would you want anybody saying,
Snape.
Can I flip you a couple bucks
Porra.
To your grandmother?
No.
Snake.
Okay, then why would you say that to somebody else's grandmother?
Well, mine are dead, both of them.
Well, so are mine.
Snape.
But I guarantee if I was alive and somebody said that to my grandmother, Snape. I would whip their ass right there in the line.
Even if your grandma was an inconsiderate pain in the ass like
you know
that
what?
Old lady was?
Yeah, I would have, because my grandmother could do no wrong.
Mm. God. There's I love mom, grandma, apple pie, and America, Grego.
He's pretty staunch in his defense, though.
Yes, he is. Let's listen to a few more.
So you got to knock off that 79-cent ravioli.
Well, you damn
you
right they do.
It.
I don't want to pay for something that I didn't get.
So I tell the
I mean,
lady,
I'm on a fixed income, too.
Okay. That might
odd.
Be the first lie of the night.
Yeah. I don't know how many people on a fixed income can fly out at catch the red eye at 6:30 in the morning.
I'm not paying for it. The company's paying for it.
Right, right. All right, carry on.
I think we're not paying for this overrun. Well, I hope not. I do.
Keep
I
playing.
Do hate young people.
Well, there you go. What's the difference?
A lot.
What?
Because you don't have to show young people respect. You do older people. Am I right on that, Runs?
Totally.
Wow. All right. So in the heat of battle, this segment's over with, and I was really upset. I'm going to be honest with you. I was mad because of the way you guys basically treated me and Kevin and Danny on the air. You guys were completely wrong.
And they were
in
just,
what you said.
What do you mean we were completely
wrong?
I think you were being opposite just to be a contrarian.
I don't do that. I don't do that at all.
So, I mean, within a nanosecond of that segment being finished, I grab the mini disc.
They're on remote, so they're not in the same room with us.
They have no idea what we're doing. And Greg, I'm sure you
what
know.
What do you mean you
I know where you think. You probably know where this is going now, but. The minute the segment was over with.
Tell him to shut up.
The minute you shut up too. The minute the segment was
Don't
over
tell
with.
Tell me to shut up.
Hey, shut up.
Screw you.
Here,
punk.
Here is what went down.
Grego.
Yeah.
All right, seriously. What would you have done if that old lady was in front of you?
There is no way that you would have done the exact same thing I did. Don't
lie. I guarantee you, I would not have put up with that. And I'd have kicked that bitch right out of the line.
I knew it.
You're the biggest liar, man.
Why do you do that to us on the air?
I don't.
You just did.
Perfect.
You're breaking Corby's balls on the air. Then you off the air, it's like, I'd have killed her.
It's my job to bust y'all's balls. What evidence do you have of it? None.
But
one will believe it.
But seriously, you would have flipped out, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? That's happened to me before, and I have flipped out.
What'd you do?
I usually say, hey, you know what? Why don't you let me pay for your whole basket of groceries?
So would you like to just retract just a little bit of how adamant you were on old people and how you defend them and how, if that was my grandmother.
No, but what a dirty, rotten trick that was for you.
What do you expect?
I would not have put up with that. And I'd have kicked that bitch right out of my mouth.
I would have kicked that bitch right out of line.
Wow. I would not have put up with that. I would have kicked that bitch right out of line.
Oh, God, that is so shocking.
So
you know, y'all need to quit doing that. That's not funny.
Oh, yeah, right. That's not fair, is it?
No, that's not funny where you roll secret tape. I'm going to start rolling tape on you guys.
Go ahead.
I'm use a mini disc.
Roll, baby. Roll.
I will. So I'll get you guys caught in something.
Would you like to take back some of the stuff you were saying, too?
I didn't say anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Who were you supporting?
I was supporting the Hammer.
Right. So would you like to retract things now?
No. I don't have anything to retract.
Uh-huh. We'll get you, too. You watch it.
You're next.
Yeah, you are next.
Okay, bring it.
I'd like to hear the montage.
Yeah, I believe Turley put together something a little special, too.
Well, okay, Turley doesn't need to be in on this crap. I'll tell you that right now.
Let's hear it.
You are always in a hurry to do anything.
Yes, I am.
Right.
But I still don't.
But what?
I am not.
Here's the hypocrisy. Here it comes. But what?
I am not disrespectful to older people.
Gotta kick that bitch right out of line.
Liar, liar, liar.
Not liar.
Gotta kick that bitch right out of line.
Not liar.
Kick that bitch right out of line.
Not liar.
Bitch right out of line.
There we go. Wow.
Not Turley.
Thanks,
don't think
Turley.
I'm not going to make a mental note out of that.
Boy,
victory,
what a...
us.
Well, wicked flimsy victory at best.
Okay.
Yeah,
but a victory nonetheless.
I'm not to kick that bitch right out of the way.
Boy, this is where the rise of one Mike Turley comes to an end around there. I'll tell you that, too.
Well, that's what you get.
Thanks for playing with us, fellas.
That's what I get for what?
We appreciate
for it. Being a liar.
Yeah.
I didn't lie.
So, what were you doing?
I don't know how y'all did that.
That.
Boy, it was tricky. We hit record on a recorder.
I'm gonna kick that bitch right out of my mouth. I don't want to do that.
That's the real Grego right there.
No, it's not.
Behind the
and
scenes
nobody,
Hammer.
Nobody knows it.
Yeah.
The nobody hammer. Believes that. Obvious edits.
Oh, yeah.
Is this behind the music, Grego?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
The real story.
As he was, like, ripping up a line of coke, he's, I'd kick that bitch right out of line.
Obvious edit. You know what, Charlie? Next time you edit something, why don't you do a little bit better job of editing?
It sounded great to me.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, you got me saying kick and bitch and everything. You put it all together.
Very slipshod, Turley.
Come on. I really said that.
All right, the ranch report with...
Okay, that's enough, okay?
The ranch report with Mickey Spagnola is on the way here on the ticket.